Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It is 251-3801-0034-0822.
Okay. Let me pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this Arias Contemporary?
It is, thank you.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
So this is Kareem Hamid, the owner.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
It is area code 401-368-6138.
Okay. Okay, let me just confirm some of the information I have here on file. Billing address is still 268 Blackberry Hill Drive, Wakefield, yeah. Rhode Island.
Yes.
Okay, 02879.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. Your email is still your first and last name
Kareem.
And
then Hamid. Yeah.
Okay. At Gmail.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, and you guys are an LLC, correct?
I am. Yes.
All right, and how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, officially now 6 years.
6 years. Okay. Perfect. So yeah, so we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs here, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in that direction here.
Mainly the way I conduct my business, which is the fine arts. I have a gallery and that's what the business is. So mm-hmm. The way I conduct my business is I'm constantly in outreach, and my outreach is through trade shows. So I will do a trade show once every, on average, 6 weeks. And in those trade shows, that's where I make the vast bulk of my income for the business.
Okay.
What I need is I would like to have capital, because these trade shows are expensive and I need to pay them up front.
Okay. Okay. How much are you looking for?
I would be at this point looking for about anywhere from 40 to 60,000.
Okay. So pretty much just you're going to use this money just to pay for the trade shows.
Yeah, on average, a single trade show will cost me somewhere from like $20,000 to $30,000 just for one show.
Oh,
now
wow.
I have the potential. I'm carrying inventory upwards about $400,000 or $500,000, so I have the potential to make a good deal of money. And so far, that seems to be the case. So
that's very nice.
It can be when it's good, but you know, yeah. Like everything else in the world, you never know when it might drop out underneath you.
Sure, absolutely.
In that case, coming in and going out, and what I would like to do is try and create something with you guys. In particular, I'll be, you know, full disclosure here, I had a system with Amex where I was doing credit card. So what that meant was I had a loan from them, and then I would pay back the loan with a portion of credit card sales for my business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about a year and a half or so ago. And that's now coming to an end. So I kind of wanted to see if there was another option out there besides dealing with Amex.
Sure, okay. Do you just not, you just want to expand your horizons, or you just have, did you have a, how was the relationship with them? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's very good. In fact, I repaid the loan, you know, 6 months ahead of time. But I just kind of would like to see if there's something else out there.
Sure.
It's actually a bit different than the credit card thing.
Okay, absolutely. Now, every 6 weeks for the trade shows, how many do you do a year?
So probably about like 8 or 9 a year I'll do.
Okay.
And they're all over the country, the U.S., or they will be sometimes, not always, but sometimes in Europe.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, do you have a deadline?
I mean, like, I'll be blunt with you. I'm like an old prostitute. I got to chase clients everywhere. So I'll work any street corner you give me, brother.
I got you, man. I like that. That's good. Okay. Do you have a deadline by when you need it, or?
I would like to have it ASAP. I have two shows coming up, which are my biggest shows in Miami just after Thanksgiving. And so having two shows simultaneously means a lot of outlay before I get there. So ideally, I'd like to try and have something in mind, you know, ASAP.
Okay. When does that start? You said after Thanksgiving. Do you know, like, the exact day? I mean, we're pretty fast in getting approval and getting the funds pretty quick. But, you know, just to give you a
The shows themselves open up on the 28th. And these shows generally will run about 1 week. They're like a one-week trade show, wherever they are. Anywhere
okay.
from like 4 to 7 days, these shows will run.
Oh, okay, cool.
In that case, you get your answers pretty fast from them.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, obviously I'd like to commit to these shows and do them, and to do that I'm going to need to pay, and so... You know,
okay.
The sooner the better I can have an answer from you guys if it's a possibility.
Sure, yeah, no, I got you, absolutely. Yeah, I can get you an answer pretty fast. So the return on the investment is pretty good. Let me, what do you think your credit's at right now? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think my credit is, you know, probably taking a beating over the last few years of business. So I think it's somewhere around mid-600.
Okay, that's fine. You know, we work with credit tiers A to D, so that's okay. And have you ever worked with capital loans before? Just out of curiosity.
Capital loans? No, I haven't.
Okay. So just, you know, for a little information, it is unsecured cash, so it goes directly into deposit. The nice thing is that it's based off your sales more than anything else. So, you know, that's why the credit tiers A to D, it's fine. We still have to look at your credit, but it's based off your sales. So, that being said, do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year, roughly?
215 and 214 were both about just over 500,000.
Okay. And you think you're on track for that this year, or are you going to beat that?
I think I'm pretty much on track for it. Again, my biggest show, which is coming up in a matter of weeks, is the one that's the, you know, the determining factor. It usually covers about 20 to 25% of what I make all year.
Oh, okay.
So nice. Right now I'm on track for that. Right now I think I have about, I think it's like 350 going into this last quarter here.
Oh, okay. Right on. Okay. Now, have you shopped around at all? You can be honest. I mean, have you been looking around for other capital loans or any other banks or anything like that?
As a business, as you know, you get lots of things all day long.
All day long.
I looked at Cardiff, and I was interested in what you guys had to say on the video that I watched online.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm coming to you kind of first, but there are other ones out there. Like I said, there is the Amex possibility again, which I can speak to them about, but I'd really rather see if there's something else before I go back to them.
Sure, okay. I gotcha. Now, I'm guessing that if you don't get something like with me or someone else, I'm guessing you're just going to go right back to Amex, right?
Yeah, I probably will do that, yeah.
Okay, okay. I just have to ask that. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, we can definitely do something for you. I mean, I think it's pretty cool you guys are a trade show. That's awesome. So how does that work? Do you just have like clients that have art for you and you just put them up in a gallery and they pay you a percentage, or how does that work?
So like any gallery, basically what it is, let's say you particularly are an artist and I work with you. You'll give me your items, your inventory, and then I move the inventory around the country and I do these exhibits, and it's basically an exhibition. You're given a booth at the trade show, and then you exhibit works of art. And then that works of art are bought primarily by like 20% are recurring sort of clients who are collecting, and others are new clients.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we get a drastic change with our government here, things look pretty good for me. You never know what they're going to throw at you, right? So.
Oh, man. I just can't wait for it to be over, to be honest with you.
Same here.
Yeah, right? All right, well, that's pretty neat. Do you ever think about doing any kind of marketing? Do you guys do marketing or advertising for your trade shows? Or is that somebody else?
That usually comes through the actual trade show. If you're doing a trade show, say in Miami where I'm doing these two shows, the trade show that I would be doing it with, they do a lot of their own in-house marketing, and they come with a huge mailing list because, you know, they account for everybody that visits these shows. So on average, say the show here I'm going to be doing in Miami, each one of those shows will probably get about 20,000 visitors over the course of about 5 to 7 days.
20,000 visitors?
You'd be surprised how many people are into art.
That's crazy. That's amazing. Well, good for you. That's cool.
Amazing. I mean, if I was in the sex industry, it'd be even more amazing numbers. But I'm not willing. I'm not willing to go there. Not yet.
I'll leave
that
to
you, young
guys. I gotcha. How'd you get into this business?
I studied art history when I was younger and things like that. My father had a business, and his business was alcohol. So I just, you know, over time I just realized, you know, I could apply what I learned at a young age from watching him shift alcohol to shifting art. You just have to have a market for it. The only difference is, you know, this is not something people need, you know, so you have to cultivate a want in people. And, you know, It's kind of the same as people that are into collecting stamps or into comic cons and things like that. You know, everybody has their own sort of interests, and there are markets out there for these kind of things. You know, some people like to collect motorcycles. You never know.
Oh, sure. Do you find any ways that are easier to get that kind of need out of people, or is there a trick to it?
You know, you gotta, you know, like anything, like with what you do, you gotta have a kind of an expertise at it. You gotta know how to talk to people, when to talk to people, what to talk to people about, and when to push and when to leave them to think about things.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, your industry's different because we need what you've got.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, even though there is a need, man, it still gets hard sometimes.
You know, but with the art, it's not like water where people need it. So you first have you know, people have to show up first and have an interest. And that's why these trade shows are really important. Plus, I'm not a big fan of overhead for my business. So that's why I do these trade shows and I don't have like a gallery on the street corner, you know, where I'm paying exorbitant rent. And, you know, especially in the centers where there are. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the clients like New York City, you know, that's an expensive place to have a gallery. So I have chosen years ago to, you know, try a different tact, and that's why I rely on these trade shows.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. How do you transfer the paintings? Just do you have your own truck?
Shipping. I do a lot of shipping, crates, wood crates.
Ah, I gotcha. All insured, I hope, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah, I mean, we definitely could see something here for you. You know, based on everything you've told me, I mean, you look really good here. Just curious, on your bank statements, how's the cash flow on your bank statements? Do you have good beginning balances, good ending balances, all that stuff,
yeah,
good cash flow?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like I say, a lot goes in, a lot goes out every month, you know? So
okay.
It's not like I have a lot of capital just sitting around.
Sure. No, I understand
mostly
that.
Mostly what I make, I turn around and I put back into the business. So I'm trying to grow this thing.
Sure, that's the best way to do it.
I'm a golden boy. You know, I don't come to you without all my scars and old bruises and things like that. So you would have to look at the paperwork, the documents, I guess, and you'd have to make your own decision. But thankfully, no bankruptcy on my side or anything like that, so I always pay my bills.
Good. That's very good. Cool. All right, so this is what we'll do, Graham. So what we'll do is I will send you an email. It'll have just a short list of things that I'll need. It's really short. It's just the application the 6 months of bank statements and your tax return. Now, okay. do you accept credit cards as payments?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, is that like a big part of your business? I'm guessing it is.
It's kind of half of it. A lot of it, you know, I'm dealing with big ticket items, right?
Sure,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'm not dealing with like a $100 sale here or $50 there kind of a thing. Mine are more to do with like anywhere from like $1,500 up to like $50,000. So usually sometimes people won't want to pay with a card when it's a larger amount, and I deal with bank transfers at that point.
Okay. Yeah, so okay, so then it'll just be 4 months of merchant statements as well. That way you probably get qualified for a little bit better programs having that merchant statement. So that's pretty cool.
So you want my credit card processing statements, that's what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to change your process or anything like that. If we can look at them, that'd be great. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely see you with something. When do you think, if I shoot you over the email in the next 5 minutes, when do you think you'd be able to get that paperwork over to me? I know you were looking for an answer pretty soon or really fast here.
I can probably have you that. Where are you in the world? Are you East Coast, West Coast?
I'm actually down in San Diego.
You're out of San Diego. Okay. So I can probably have you that stuff before the end of the day.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so we're 3 hours behind you.
Now, do I
submit
it online,
Yeah, so you can either, what I'll send you, it'll have the attachment for the application and all that stuff. If you just print that out and fill it all out, and then you can scan it and email it to me, or you can fax it. So on the email, it'll have, like, my contact information, the fax number, my email, all that stuff. So.
Okay. I'll probably be emailing you anything. So the documents, Well, I just email those to you, or
am I
submitting those via some online sort of submission thing?
No, so you're going to be emailing all the documents to me, and then I work on the file and I submit it.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
And then on average, you know, once you send it to your underwriters and things like that, what do you think for a turnaround for an answer?
It usually, for an answer, it takes about 24 hours from when I submit the file. So let's say if I got all this stuff like right now and I submitted it right now, I'd have an answer for you tomorrow morning.
Okay, great. All right, perfect.
Okay. All right.
I'll look
so,
out for your email then, and then I'll be in contact.
Okay, sounds good. And if you just want to shoot me over, like as soon as I send you this, just let me know that you received it at least.
I'll send you an email just to say received and documents
perfect.
Later.
Okay, and is this the best number to call you on, the 6138?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Kareem, well, I do appreciate it, and I'll send that email over.
Yeah, hope it all works out. We'll talk shortly.
Me too. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.